Well, as test controller, you're the head of it. I mention that for a test controller's panel, you have the test controller. Test controller is supported by a scientific advisor from the laboratory that is sponsoring the test, a representative from NOAA, the Weather Service, a representative from the Environmental Protection Agency, and a medical doctor, and in the later years we had one of the DOE health physicists as part of the panel. Then you have a whole, you know, just literally like 100 people supporting you in different areas. Construction, security, the health physics, monitors, whatever. But the panel itself would set convene at the control point, D-1, and go through these various briefings, looking at first off, the containment, that the containment was had put in, been put in as planned. Then that the what the weather conditions looked like for the time of the test, what the trajectory of any debris that would come out would look like. The Environmental Protection Agency people, whether where their monitors would be, whether they had the adequate resources to handle any evacuation if there was a problem. Craft, looking at the crafts and the operations test site, whether what operations were going on, any special setup that we might need to take, or any modifications. And then an operations briefing as to virtually where everybody by number, and you had another list that showed by name, where everybody on that test site would be at the time of the test. So that you knew that first off, that the conditions looked like they were favorable, that you could proceed with the test. If there was any problem, which you didn't expect it because of the containment design, the containment implementation, and the review of that containment, but that if you did have a problem, that you're ready to go out there. Now, if everything looked good, the test controller would schedule another briefing the morning of the test, and usually be somewhere 4, 5, or 6 in the morning, depending on kind of what the test was and some of the conditions, but you ran through essentially the same thing again to see
make sure nothing had changed.
Right, and if they had changed, it only changed for, you know, the better. And then after that, the group would convene back upstairs to the test controller's the test operations center up there, where you have displays of all this. You have live video coming from the forward areas, and a video from the closed circuit TV and a helicopter, and sit there and monitor those. And as time got closer to the planned shot time, give authorization to unlock the device. Now the device that's down home has cables that come up to a facility called a red shack. The cables are locked out there so that you can absolutely make sure that no energy gets down to that device. The test controller gives the approval for the laboratory representative, the test director, and his people to actually physically make those cables, unlock those cables and make connections up to the equipment that would be sending the arming and firing signals later.